Hey, everybody. Right now, this is a special episode, just a quick interview with Hannah Carter, who's having her debut show at City Arts down on Mead Street, you know, by the Warren. That's this final Friday, January 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. Get over there and check it out while you're down doing your final Friday thing this month. Anyway, this was over Skype, and a little bit of it, well, part of it's gone, but we've got all of Hannah's side. So she's kind of just for a little while, just kind of going to talk about her puppets without a lot of context, from us, but that's okay. Cause the meat of it is what she's talking about. So she'll just be speaking in the form of answers to questions. Anyway, here it is. We'll get you to that.
Champagne.
Yeah? Good.
Well, I finished that 7-foot-tall puppet, and I felt like screaming and dying and crying, and I felt like celebrating with myself.
A 7-footer?
It's fucking huge. And I want to die.
Yeah, that'll be up here next month, right?
Yeah.
Or at the end of this month, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah.
You know. Are you putting all these puppets on the plane, trusting them with
airport
baggage?
No, I'm using a car, and the 7-footer is just going to sit in the passenger seat next to me and look like a naked bitch with a deer head.
Nice.
Going to be cool. You can see it on the Instagram if you so desire to do so. Or in person. Just fucking come see it in person. Can I say fucking on the show, or should I not?
You can say anything.
Okay.
You can. This is internet, not broadcast, so we're good.
Well, yeah. I just won't tell my dad that I'm doing it.
Okay.
Because he doesn't like the word fuggin'.
Well.
In any form. I'm just kidding. I'm an adult. Yeah, man. I gotta be there for a week.
Woo. Okay, cool.
Because I have to hang him up on the 25th, and the show isn't until the 29th, so...
Okay, I thought you were coming in the day before the show or something.
I thought so, like, too! And then I actually read the fine print of my contract, and I have to hang them up on the 25th, so...
Right. Okay.
Oops!
Cool. So this is... We're gonna do less, like, diving into you as a person or whatever, and just try to make this a commercial for your show.
Yeah, okay, you know? Cool.
Alright, do you have us going? So, I see a lot of your pieces on Instagram, but I never really can tell how big they are exactly. Like, what sizes are all these puppets?
Well, most of them are about, I'd say 8 to 10 inches. They're pretty small. They're pretty dainty. The 7-footer is a new thing for me, but it'll be interactive, so you'll be able to actually manipulate the 7-foot one gently.
So people will be able to just, like, walk up and move it around during the show?
Yeah, she'll be laying? No, she won't. She'll be hanging from the ceiling, and then there'll be little control rods on her hands and on her head, and you can just kind of help her gesture. There's not a lot, I mean, she can't, like, run around, but gesturing gently is allowed. For sure, and she's nude. The museum PS has a strict no nudity policy, and none of my puppets are wearing clothes, so at least come for the titties. Because this might be a scandalous show if they see those boobs and don't like it. So, most of it is centered around the theme of the macabre, or death, or... physical deformity in some fashion. A lot of skeletons and dead babies, but like whimsical dead babies, if that's a thing you can imagine. Like, I don't know. And it helps to know. So the reason why I started making puppets kind of helps to describe, I guess, the feeling of the puppets as opposed to being like evil dead things or sad dead things. I started making puppets to help myself cope with things that I didn't understand or that made me sad, or, you know, that it was my way of coping with trauma or with death or just things in me that I didn't know how to talk about. I knew how to make them. So they aren't happy. They aren't sad. They're kind of whatever you make of them. And that's exactly what a puppet is. It's nothing until you give it life. So what you see in the puppet is kind of what makes it be a thing. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Right on. How long have you been doing this for?
I started doing puppets, I guess performing with puppets, when I first moved to Chicago about 4 or 5 years ago. And that was just a bunch of hipsters going to bars with the little penny arcade style stage and drinking PBR and making puppets kill each other and like glitter blood. And it was weird and it was totally hip and super silly. But I started thinking about it and I was like, this doesn't have to be something that I just do with the group. And so I disbanded, and just last year I moved to Texas and started making them on my own. Nice. Yeah, that was long-winded. I'm really bad at this.
No, you're really good. It's good. Yeah. It's good. So you're in Austin?
Yes, for now.
For now. And then, so what are your plans?
Anywhere but Austin.
Oh, are you over it?
I'm super over it. And they don't really give a shit about puppets.
You would think that they would.
No, that's the thing. They're like, oh, Austin's so weird. But they're weird and like smelly old hippie weird, which is fine. Like, I love smelly hippies. I could probably consider myself one. But like, I don't know. I'm over it. I need a cityer type city. And so I don't want to live in a double wide anymore.
You're from Wichita originally, though, right?
Yes, yeah.
Nice. And then you moved to Chicago?
Yes.
And then Austin, and now the world's your oyster.
Right, my big, scary oyster. And filled full of puppets.
You are a WSU alum, right?
I am. theater costume design, which I'm clearly not using, because all the puppets are naked. So.
Well, sure. Fair enough. So what's the spread going to be at this show? New stuff, old stuff, stuff created just for this show?
Both, a little mix of both. I'm going to have some older stuff. I'm going to have some newer stuff. I wanted to use stuff made just for the show, but I have a whole room to fill and it's hard to do with tiny puppets. So I'm kind of just bringing everything I have.
Well, okay. And it must be really a challenge to be doing it remotely, like building it all and crafting all of that, right. And then having to like bring it with you. Do you have a small car?
I'm renting a car. I don't have a car, so that's even scarier. I'm just going to pack them gently, but as many as I can, and drive them on up and hope that they make it there in one piece.
Like, this is we're not trying to stress you out.
Is this your first show in Wichita then? Like, this is your first show back here with where you're from then?
Yeah, it's my first show at all.
Oh, okay.
Like display show, I guess. Yeah. So this is like the first time that any of these puppets will be in the public eyeball for like the in person? Wow. That's a sentence. Aside from obviously people who have bought them, this is the first time people will be able to see them outside of my double wide.
There's puppets you have for sale like right now at Lucinda's, right? Though, or
they are. There's only I think one or two left. But yeah, I did have some on Lucinda's,
okay.
Which is right across the way. I'm tempted to go over there and be like, "Can I borrow these for the show?" I have to like,
you know, sometimes like. I know you feel like you need to fill the space, and I have no idea how many you have to do so, but, like, even having less might seem, like, a little more eerie in that way, like...
It's true. Well, and including a little inspirational piece... descriptions of each puppet, little printouts of any poetry or, like, song lyrics or folklore that inspired the character, I'll have that printed out next to it so that... It's less of just a walk through and see a room packed with puppets, and it's more of a walk slowly through and read about them and learn about them. So I feel like if you're spending more time with less puppets, probably better than just trying to run through a room with billions of puppets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you draw a lot from, like you said, folklore and, like, mythology and stuff, right? Yeah. Because the one I have is your, it's got, like, the, you know, it's your elephant skeleton fertility goddess.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was really interesting when I was looking through those, that you've got little just like, oh, sure, this is a representation of, is that usually, like, just directly ripped from folklore, or do you sort of just, like, take that style and make up your own backstories?
A little mix of both. Some of it's direct, but even if the story is direct, there is no goddess that is actually an elephant skeleton. It's just...
Right.
Kind of my interpretation of it. She was an elephant, but by no means a skeleton. But there's one I have that's a conjoined fetal skeleton that is based on an actual specimen in a museum right now. That is straight from an actual existing thing, but there's also woven, I guess, characters from made-up stuff.
Do you look at other puppeteers, or is there any inspiration along those lines?
As far as actual puppeteers go, there's no really specific puppeteer, but I would say most of my inspiration, as opposed to coming from other artists, kind of just comes from history. I do a lot of research in, like, Victorian mourning practices and, like, post-mortem photographs of infants and adults and stuff. I know it's sounds super morbid and weird, but just the look of them and the emotions that you get just looking at them kind of just help me zone in and start working just from that feeling. But as far as a specific puppeteer goes, I really don't. I need to do that. I don't really like Muppets. I mean, okay, wow, I can't say that. Muppets are great, but, like, I don't make the foamy Sesame Street type puppets. People always ask, like, oh, that means you must love, like, fucking
Jim Henson.
Yeah. Well, Jim Henson's great. I mean, he's lovely. And I love, like, his stuff in, like, Labyrinth and Dark Crystal. That is definitely more my Henson speed than
You resemble a lot more Dark Crystal than Elmo, for sure.
Dark Elmo.
Elmo the fuck Elmo. Sorry, every baby that heard that I offended.
Do you know, like, so ventriloquism, is that, like, a thing that interests you at all? Like,
I love it. The old, like, Charlie McCarthy ventriloquist dummies and stuff.
Like, goosebumps shit.
Yeah, there's some goosebumps shit, for sure. I dig that.
Well, the dummies, there was the Return of the Living...
It was Night of the Dummies.
She's right, it was totally a dummy.
Yeah, wasn't there a second part?
Yeah, part
Night
two.
Night of the Dummies 2.
Yeah, see?
There's two books, I've, like, said.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Goosebumps. Two 45-page
books. Honestly, any time a person can relate in any form to a puppet, I heave a sigh of relief, because usually it's just like, puppets? What? Like, so fine. Like, any relativity I can have to a human is great, because, I mostly just feel like a weirdo.
Hannah, the last time, like, it might have been, like, two Christmas breaks ago that you were home, you were talking about selling one of your puppets to, I believe it was Jimmy Page's ex-girlfriend?
No, Robert Plant's ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
That's even better.
That's even better.
And wait, I felt like such a shit because... It was after they broke up. I'm like, dude, you couldn't have bought these, like, a few months earlier when you come over to bang and you could be like, look at these puppets, and he'd fall in love with me. But no. You had to do it when he was out of the picture. But are you ready? And this is, like, not super official yet. She hasn't bought anything, but I must be super appealing to wives of fucking
New Jersey or
musicians, because Carrie King from Slayer.
Oh, what?
His wife wants a puppet. Just saying.
That's awesome.
Fuck, actual famous people don't really give a shit, but their girlfriends are super. So
those bored ladies with a lot of spending cash.
Yeah, you need to start going to metal shows.
They'd only show their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Husbands don't give a dick what their wives do on Instagram.
You should make puppets that could turn into dildos.
Or vibrator.
Okay.
Shit. I mean, any puppet can be a dildo. Try
that. That is true.
Open your mind.
God, Pat. Sorry.
So how did that? How did that sale end up? Like, how do you just? Did she just like hit you up on Instagram and direct message you? Like, hey.
Yeah. Well, that one was different. She got her hair done at the salon that I worked at, and they were hanging up in there, and okay. But in her defense, and I don't want to slight her at all, she's a musician. Patty Griffin. She's a musician, so she's not just the girlfriend of Robert Plant. But, sorry, I forgot where I was going. Yeah, she saw him in the salon and asked for a few. And
okay.
I didn't know what a few meant, so I just made her 3, because that's more money than 2.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
yeah.
You passed Econ 101.
Yeah.
And she liked them down there, assumedly hanging up or in a box or just still in her car. I really don't know, but
and so
she likes them.
This other potential sale is that's a commission again too, where you're going to create a piece for this.
That's typically how I like to do it, and I have a website, but it's really pointless because it's super confusing. Every product listing is like, P.S. This isn't the actual puppet you'll be getting. Like,
mm-hmm.
You have to order custom, pretty much. And A, because I don't make them fast enough to have an actual stock. They take way too fucking long to make. But also because I want you to be able to customize it. And not even just like, oh, pick a color or some shit. But like, I want you to actually be able to have a hand in creating it. It's easier for me because I don't have to have a bunch on hand, but more difficult for you because you can't just put it in your cart and go, which people would love to do. But I have to email them and say, hey, tell me what you want, because that puppet that you ordered doesn't actually exist for you to buy.
How long does it usually take for you to make a puppet?
It used to take about 4 weeks, and that was terrible. I've gotten faster. I'm super stubborn when it comes to making them. I like to have them sculpted piece by piece. I also don't have the skills for mold making. I act like, oh, I wanted to keep it hand sculpted, but really I don't know how to make a mold for the life of me. So I'm just going to hand sculpt them. But I've gotten quicker.
Nice.
As time has gotten closer to January 29th, then I have started panicking. I've gotten quicker.
Cool. So your show again is at City Arts.
Right. City Arts in Old Town on Mead Street?
Yeah,
Mead and Second.
Mead and Second. It's from 6 to 8. They'll be hanging up all day prior to that, and also for most of February. So you'll be able to see them. I'll be in the boardroom gallery, which is upstairs.
Ooh.
But 6 to 8 is when it's like part of the final Friday art crawl thing, and I'll actually be there to explain confusing puppets to you.
Awesome.
Okay, so everybody needs to hustle their ass down to City Arts this final Friday, January 29th. And if you can't make that, check it out over the course of the next month. And I guess, is there anything else you want to leave us with, Hannah?
I should, shouldn't I? I'm super nervous about this, but I'm really excited. It's not every day that people actually listen and care, and that's part of the reason why I made puppets, was because nobody listens to a tiny girl in Chicago, but people will listen when you're jiggling a baby in front of their face. Like, they'll listen to a dead baby, but they won't listen to a woman sometimes. And I did this to give myself a voice, and it's super crazy to think that people are going to be listening to that voice in the form of being present at an art gallery. I don't care if there's 5 of you there. I'll be so happy to see you, and I'll talk your fucking ear off about puppets, because they're awesome.
Girl, there's going to be a ton of people there. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Great!
We're going to try and make that happen for you.
I'm going to hide.
Not that you need that. But I guess we will see you here in a couple weeks. I look forward to checking out your stuff, and you know, you, Meg, and I need to go snag some beers and something while you're in town that week, too.
Yes, we'll snag them. Let's snag them.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Hannah. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
I hope your show goes wonderfully. I'm sure it will.
Me too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Let me hang this thing up.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We're, you know, we don't have to hang up. Hannah Carter, puppeteer, artist extraordinaire. We're going to try and snag a more in-depth interview with her while she's here. Anyway, go check out her. Meet her at her show at City Arts this Friday, 6 to 8. That's on Mead Street. Come check out some puppets.